Hey, listeners, ready for some holiday travel?
Always.
Well, we're diving deep into the Christmas week forecast.
Oh, nice.
You know, both here in the U.S.
Okay.
And a few popular international spots, too.
Sounds good.
Got our weather reports and travel predictions ready to go.
All right.
So, should you pack the snow boots or the sunscreen?
The eternal question.
Maybe even snag a few travel tips along the way.
We'll see what we can find.
They're predicting a whopping 119 million people traveling for Christmas and Hanukkah in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
Yeah, that's got to make things a bit hectic no matter what the weather does.
Yeah, no kidding.
But speaking of weather, what's brewing here in the U.S. for Christmas week?
Well, the West Coast's looking at a classic winter pattern.
Okay.
Rain and snow.
All right.
Especially in those mountainous areas.
So if you're thinking about a road trip along I-5, I-82, I-84, I-90.
Right.
Be ready for some possible delays.
For sure.
And anyone flying in or out of Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, probably pack some extra patience for those potential airport delays.
Always a good idea.
What about the rest of the U.S.?
Hmm.
Any chance of a white Christmas for those of us dreaming of a winter wonderland?
Well, there's a bit of a split developing.
Okay.
Early in the week, there's a new weather system moving into the central and eastern U.S.
Right.
Bringing a good chance of rain. Maybe even snow.
Interesting.
Could definitely make travel tricky.
Yeah.
Especially along those big interstates, I-10, I-20, I-35, I-70.
So folks heading out early for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
they might want to double check those forecasts.
Definitely a good idea.
But what about Christmas Day itself?
Hmm.
Will those snow clouds stick around?
Well,
or are we looking at a milder Christmas?
This is where things get interesting.
Okay, I like interesting.
Temperatures across much of the U.S. are expected to jump up significantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're talking potentially 20 degrees above average in some areas.
20 degrees.
Might not be good news for those hoping for snow on the ground.
Yeah, that's a serious warm-up.
Yeah.
So is the white Christmas dream officially over?
Not totally.
Okay, good.
The northern states, the higher elevations out west,
oh, right.
and northern New England, they still have a decent shot at some snow on Christmas morning.
All right, so there's still hope.
But it is worth noting that last Christmas had the least snow coverage.
Oh, wow.
Since records began back in 2003.
So a white Christmas might be a bit of a gamble this year.
Maybe.
But hey, maybe that just means more time for cozying up inside with some hot cocoa.
Exactly.
Now, what about folks celebrating the holidays in other parts of the world?
Okay.
Any snow on the horizon for them?
Well, let's hop over to New Zealand first.
All right.
Unfortunately, no white Christmas down under.
Oh, bummer.
Cloudy skies and showers leading up to Christmas,
okay.
with temperatures in the low to mid-20s Celsius.
All right, so maybe swap the snow boots for sandals down there.
Right.
What about Italy?
Let's see.
Any chance of a snowy Italian Christmas this year?
Actually, Italy might be the spot to be for those dreaming of a white Christmas.
Really?
Yep. A cold snap is heading for Italy right around Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Wow.
And it's bringing heavy snow.
Oh, wow.
Particularly in the central southern Apennines.
Interesting.
Some are even saying it could be the snowiest Christmas Italy has seen in over 20 years.
Wow. That's quite a contrast.
It is.
One minute we're talking sandals in New Zealand.
Right.
The next, it's snow boots and cozy fires in Italy.
Exactly.
All right. Last stop on our international holiday weather tour.
Okay.
The UK. What's on tap for them?
Well, London is looking at mild and cloudy conditions.
Okay.
Temperatures reaching about 12 degrees Celsius, which is roughly 54 Fahrenheit for our listeners in the U.S.
All right. So probably no white Christmas in London then.
Probably not.
All right. So maybe not a picture-perfect postcard Christmas, but still sounds pretty pleasant.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else worth noting about the U.K. forecast?
They do have some wind warnings in place for certain areas. Could impact travel plans.
All right.
Nothing too severe, but something to keep an eye on.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So we've got quite a mixed bag of weather for the holidays this year.
We do.
Potential snowstorms in the U.S. and Italy.
Right.
Milder, potentially windy conditions in the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
And sunshine and showers down in New Zealand.
Yeah. It's a good reminder.
Okay.
That no matter where you're headed.
Right.
Being prepared for anything is a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Especially during the busy holiday travel season.
Definitely good advice.
Yeah.
Feels like packing for every season just in case.
Right.
So any tips for navigating this holiday travel weather roller coaster?
Well, first and foremost,
yeah.
stay informed.
Okay.
Don't just check the forecast once and call it a day.
Right.
Things can change quickly.
Yeah. Especially this time of year.
Exactly.
Keep an eye on those updates.
For sure.
Especially if you're headed to... You know, areas known for unpredictable weather.
Yeah. Good point.
And it's not just about your final destination, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What about those?
Remember those cascading delays we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
A snowstorm in Denver
Right.
could easily lead to flight delays in Chicago or Atlanta,
Oh, wow.
even if the weather's perfectly clear in those cities.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, the whole travel network's interconnected.
Right.
Think of it like a giant domino effect.
Okay, so stay informed. Think beyond just your destination. What else should travelers keep in mind?
Well, practical packing is key.
Yup.
Even if the forecast looks mild,
Yeah.
pack a few extra layers just in case.
Good point.
You never know when you might get stuck at an airport or on a delayed train.
Right.
And it's always better to be overprepared than shivering in your summer clothes.
Absolutely.
Right.
And while we're talking about unexpected delays,
Yeah.
it's probably a good idea to have a backup plan.
Right. Oh, for sure.
What if your flight gets canceled? Roads are too icy to drive.
Absolutely.
Having a plan B
Yeah.
can really save a lot of stress.
For sure.
And speaking of stress,
Yeah.
one of the biggest potential travel headaches this holiday season might not even be the weather itself,
Oh, right.
but the sheer volume of people traveling.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Remember, we're talking about 119 million people on the move.
That's a lot of people.
Even if the weather cooperates perfectly,
Yeah.
that kind of mass movement's bound to create some logistical challenges.
You're telling me.
Longer lines, more congestion, maybe even a little more tension in the air.
For sure.
Patience,
Yeah.
flexibility, a good sense of humor.
Right.
Those are going to be essential this holiday season.
I like it.
And maybe a good book or podcast to help pass the time during those inevitable delays.
Oh, for sure. Always a good idea.
Right.
Speaking of the holiday spirit,
Yeah.
it's easy to get caught up in the stress of travel
Yeah.
and lose sight of what really matters. But amidst all the hustle and bustle,
It's important to remember that the true magic of the holidays lies in connection and shared experiences.
well said.
Whether it's gathering with loved ones around a crackling fire,
Yeah.
sharing a festive meal,
Yeah.
or simply enjoying a quiet moment of peace and reflection.
I like that.
The holidays are a time to appreciate the simple joys of life.
For sure.
And sometimes those joys can be found even in the midst of travel challenges.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's striking up a conversation with a fellow traveler, lending a helping hand with someone's luggage,
Yeah.
just offering a smile and a kind word.
Right.
These small acts of kindness can go a long way in spreading holiday cheer.
They really can.
Absolutely.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe those unexpected detours and delays will lead to some of the most memorable travel stories you'll ever tell.
That's a good point.
It's all about embracing the adventure
Right.
and finding those silver linings.
So true.
You know?
Sometimes those unexpected moments create the best memories.
Absolutely.
Okay, listeners, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From snowy forecasts to travel tips. But the bottom line is this:
Okay.
no matter where you're headed this holiday season,
Right.
we hope you have safe and enjoyable travels.
Safe travels, everyone.
It's funny, right?
Yeah.
How those little unexpected things can make a trip.
Total.
Makes you realize it's not always about reaching the destination perfectly,
Right.
but about the journey itself.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the U.S. forecast, even touched on some international destinations.
Yep.
What stands out to you as the biggest potential travel trouble spot this holiday season?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's tough to say for sure.
Right.
But with those heavy snow predictions for the central southern Apennines in Italy,
Yeah.
that could definitely be a wild card.
Okay.
Beautiful scenery,
Oh, yeah.
but potentially tricky for travel,
Right.
especially for those not used to driving in snowy conditions.
Yeah, that makes sense. Heavy snow can really throw a wrench in even the best-laid travel plans.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about the driving conditions, right?
Right.
Those kinds of storms can also lead to flight cancellations and delays,
Oh, yeah, for
even for folks just passing through those areas.
exactly. It's all connected,
Right.
like we talked about earlier. And with Italy being such a popular holiday destination,
Yeah.
those disruptions could have a ripple effect
Oh, wow.
across Europe and even beyond.
So a little extra caution and flexibility might be needed for those Italy-bound travelers.
Definitely.
All right, so to wrap things up for our listeners,
Okay.
what are the key takeaways they should keep in mind as they finalize their holiday travel plans?
I'd say the biggest one is stay informed. Check those forecasts regularly,
Right.
not just for your destination, but
Yeah.
for any major travel hubs along your route.
Good point.
Things can change quickly.
Yeah.
So being in the know is your best defense against weather-related disruptions.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Right.
Especially when it comes to holiday travel.
For sure.
And beyond staying informed.
Yeah.
What other advice would you offer to help our listeners navigate the potential holiday travel chaos?
Well, practical packing is always a good idea.
Okay.
Even if the forecast looks mild, throw in a few extra layers just in case.
All right.
And don't forget those essential travel comfort items,
Right.
a good book, a cozy scarf,
Oh, yeah.
maybe even some noise-canceling headphones. For those crowded airports,
Right.
those little things can make a big difference when you're on the go.
Great tips.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a few simple preparations can really ease the stress of holiday travel.
Totally.
Anything else our listeners should keep in mind?
Well, with so many people traveling,
Yeah.
patience and flexibility are going to be key.
Point.
Expect delays,
Right.
expect crowds, and try to embrace those unexpected
I
moments.
like it.
Sometimes those detours lead to the best stories and memories.
So true.
Right.
And at the end of the day, remember that the true spirit of the holidays lies in those moments of connection and shared experiences.
Well said.
Whether you're traveling across the country or just across town,
Yeah.
cherish the time with loved ones and focus on making those meaningful memories.
Beautifully said.
Safe travels to everyone heading out for the holidays.
Safe travels, everyone.
And may your journeys be filled with joy, laughter, and maybe even a little bit of snow.
And if not, well,
Yeah.
there's always that mashed potato snowman option.
I love it.
Right.
Resourcefulness at its finest.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us for this holiday travel deep dive, listeners.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back next week with another fascinating topic.
See you then.
Until then, stay warm, stay curious, and keep an eye on that forecast.